This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And that, of course, is Pat McAfee, who played for the Indianapolis Colts and was a huge media star. And he caught a promo.
Basically, he's all about Indiana sports, by the way.
He is.
He's always at the Colts games.
He is.
I think he has a box there, and then he's always at the Pacers game.
True blue. And I respect that.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a national voice. Most national voices represent New York or California. So it's kind of cool to have a national voice represent something as random and as hicky as Indianapolis, Indiana. So good for him. But he cut a promo on the celebrities that made the trip, because if you were watching the game, you saw that Ben Stiller was there, Spike Lee was there, Timothy Chalamet was there. And so here is Pat McAfee, if you missed it, really riling up the crowd by cutting a wrestling promo on the Knicks fan celebrity.
Indianapolis, Indiana. We got some big wigs from the big city in the building. Spike Lee is here. Ben Stiller is here. Timothy Chalamet is here. Let's send these sons of bitches back to New York with their ears ringing. Let's turn this
Now, I say this as like a wrestling fan or as a sports fan. Forget about the fandom.
It's kind of epic.
That was awesome. I thought that was really, really cool. Would you agree with that, Tommy, even though you are a Knicks fan?
I just said it to Sean off air. I was like, put the Knicks fandom aside, and obviously I'm a huge wrestling fan. That was awesome.
It was awesome.
Like, if you're Indiana, you're not New York City, Pat is one of their biggest stars. It was a good way to, you know, get the crowd riled up.
Now, this morning, I heard Boomer and Geo talking about this, and they surmised that McAfee told those guys, hey, look, I'm going to cut a promo on you just to give you a heads up.
Wow, that's very wrestling of Pat.
Now,
give him the heads up.
We have an answer, because Ben Stiller appeared on the Putback with Ian Begley, which is a wonderful YouTube show that Ian does on the Knicks and the Nets and the NBA. And so Ben Stiller was a guest. And I have the answer. I could tell you if Ben knew about it. Before we play Ben Stiller's response, what do you think about that summation that Boomer and Geo had? Do you think they're right?
I think they are right.
That Ben knew about it. Okay.
I think that he told them.
Sean, what do you think?
I'm going to say no, they did not know.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is from the Putback. And listen to the whole thing. It's Ben Stiller, I think, in a very calm way, cut his own promo on Pat McAfee.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ian Begley and Ben Stiller.
Did you know that was coming? I have to say,
I was not familiar with his game. I did not know that was coming. I know, look, I'm a casual football fan. I know that he was like a He was a field goal kicker.
Punter for the Colts.
Punter. He was a punter.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So, and then he got really popular on his show. Yeah. Was he also a wrestler? Does he also wrestle?
No, but he does do, I think he does WWE commentary. He does work with them.
Got it. Got it. Yep. Okay. So, yeah, I wasn't aware of that. I did know that Timothy, you know, had been on his show. And I was like, oh, that's your boy. That's your guy. And then so when that happened, I was a little bit like, whoa, that's okay. But then the WWE aspect of it, I get it. He's like, you know, it's just not the way it happens in New York. You know what I mean? It's not right. What, you know, if you go on the Jumbotron, like they're going to show him, you know, if he comes to the Garden, he should come to the Garden. He should come to the Garden for game five. And, you know, they'll put him up on the screen and they'll show him punting the ball and everybody will give him a nice cheer.
That's actually a fantastic suggestion.
I don't know if Ben did this on purpose. He just calmly destroyed Pat McAfee.
It was good. That's good.
Like, I don't know what Ben knows and what doesn't know, but he played the Francesa game of, I don't know who this guy is.
Right. Yeah, he played football. He was a field goal kicker or something like that. And did he also wrestle? Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, what he should do, though, is come to New York and stick his candy ass in the Garden and see what happens to him.
And the best part is he says, come to the Garden and they'll show highlights of you kicking the ball. I got to hand it to Ben. That was good stuff.
That was solid.
It was a calm, very kingly response.
But it also
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Seems like it was part of the work.
Oh, I don't think so.
Are you sure?
I'll tell you why. Ben Stiller is very active on social media. As you know, he follows Tommy and even retweeted Tommy a couple days ago.
So how does he not know who Pat McAfee is then?
Well,
especially given this series.
He went on social media.
It's not like we're game one.
No, I gotcha. He went on social media after the game and was tweeting about this and basically took the stance of, what is this crap? Like, we would not do this in New York. And I got the vibe he was a little agitated. Mm. I did. I got a vibe that he was a little annoyed. And then I think he said, all right, you know what? I will go on with Ian Begley, and I'm going to bury Pat McAfee in the calmest, sweetest way possible. And that's what I think he did, and that's what I think he meant to do.
I love it then.
And I think he's right.
Well, like, the thing is, you think Pat McAfee is going to take him up on it.
I think McAfee would do it, and I think he should do it. Because
he did his show from outside, I forget what their
Gainbridge Fieldhouse.
Right, whatever it is.
I still call it Conseco.
Right, he did his show from outside of that yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And so in order for him, he'd have to do his show here.
Yes.
And don't know. Could he? Would he do that?
I mean, he should. I mean, it's Knicks Pacers, and I think, like, if you're doing the series, right, it's the series. And I do think that he would love, because he is in professional wrestling. I think he does a great job in professional wrestling. Mm-hmm. I think he's one of the great analysts in pro wrestling. I think he's funny.
Well, he gets the product. He takes it seriously.
No, I think he's
meaning,
great.
Meaning in the workish type of way. He takes it seriously.
100%. And he can go in the ring. He actually fought Gunther a couple of weeks ago, and I thought they put together a pretty good match. So I think McAfee's professional wrestling work is great, and being the professional wrestling guy that he is,
right,
he should show up at Madison Square.
Why not embrace the heel?
Yes.
Why not be the part beat of Tyrese Halliburton?
The problem is, here's the issue that Ben is not bringing up. The Garden won't play along. They won't. The Garden's not going to put him on the big screen.
That's a good point.
I think they're above it. So I think McAfee could show up and TNT could put him on the screen, but I don't think the Garden would actually do that.
He could pull a Scott Hall and come down through the seats and then cut a promo. You know who I am, and you know why I'm here.
And you know what
happened?
He could do that. You know what happened? Ask Charles Oakley what would happen.
Yeah.
Well, what does Pat care? He's not going to want to come back to the Garden. You know what I mean? You go
but they're not going to play along.
No, I understand. Like, but TNT can.
Maybe, yes, they can.
So you could do it via TNT?
Sure. I think it's a great idea. I just don't think any of it's going to happen. But good job by Ben. I think he schooled Pat McAfee, honestly.
And for what it's worth, McAfee addressed us on the show and said he literally had somebody from the Pacers come down right before the fourth quarter with a camera and said, "We're going to put you on the screen." And then the MC came over and said, "I'm going to give you the microphone. Do what you want to do for 40 seconds to fire the crowd up."
So it was all spur of the moment on McAfee's
and he said, McAfee later explained that he looked over and he saw Spike Lee sitting there all nervous. And he said, "You know what? Screw them. I'm going after all
of them." That's a good promo. Because I think for the people in Indianapolis, I'm sure that they get off on that. Like, New York with the celebrities and hottie-totty people. So I think that it was perfect for that fan base.
But it's kind of an indictment on the Pacer fan, though.
What's up?
How the hell did all those celebrities get those prime seating?
Well, because they have no celebrities. Who the hell are they putting up courtside?
Okay, but still.
John Cougar Mellencamp was there.
Who is he supporting? Small town guy, right?
Indiana. He was a Pacer fan.
I think it's just John Mellencamp now.
Yeah.
He
retired the Cougar.
He killed the Cougar.
I was about to call you Spike because I'm thinking of Spike Lee. Lee. I've always wondered, like, Spike is courtside everywhere.
True.
So how does he get that? Are the franchises being helpful?
He spends the money, I'm sure.
Right, but from whom? It's not like those tickets are readily available.
I would...
Like, are the franchises being okay with it? Did the Pacers sell them the tickets?
I would bet. I don't know this for all venues, but I think those tickets are only purchasable for certain games.
Mm.
Meaning, if you have courtside tickets, you can't have them for all whatever and through the playoffs. I think you're only allowed to purchase some.
But why would the Pacers, or in my case, the Nets,
money.
Why would they be good with selling it to celebrity fans of the other team?
Double face value?
Oh, so you think they price gouge them?
100%.
Okay. No, I'm asking.
They price gouge the regular fan sitting in 300.
They do that.
Do they not? So why would they not?
If you are, whatever franchise you are, wouldn't you rather price gouge a random than price gouge somebody that, while they're famous, they're rooting for the other team? Or do you take that as a badge of honor? Hey, they're in our building. Great. Great. More publicity.
Badge of honor.
So the Pacer organization prefers Ben Stiller and Timothy Chalamet sitting there over Joe Schmo. Even if they're paying the same amount of money.
Yes.
Okay.
You don't think the NBA leans on Indiana there and goes, you know, for TV purposes, these guys got to be here.
Oh, maybe that's it. Maybe, look, I know that all those, because the same thing is at the Garden. And you can buy those courtside seats, but you can't buy them for every game.
Interesting.
There's some of them, I'm talking about the regular season.
Right.
The tickets are available for MSG to do with what they will. So I would definitely assume in the postseason, that's the case with every arena.
Mm.
So, who knows?
But you know why the Knicks lost last night?
Why?
Because those celebrities were there. Boomer has a theory that the reason the Knicks are losing at the Garden is because of the celebrities.
No.
Boomer Esiason!
You disagree with Boomer? No, they're losing because they can't play the pace of the Indiana Pacers.
I got you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.